Democratic Governor Tony Evers unveiled his new proposed state budget last night. It includes a plan for paid family leave, new tax cuts, and a boost for school funding. But Republican leaders said the plan is too expensive and, quote, devoid of reality. It's Thursday, February 16th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got a story about an effort to stop the demolition of a building that housed one of Milwaukee's first gay bars. And Joe Schultz reports on how the Wisconsin labor shortage could get worse if more young people don't move to the state and stay here. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Governor Tony Evers unveiled his biennial budget proposal before a joint session of the legislature last night. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, he proposed a new paid family leave program.
One of the central themes of Evers' spending proposals was childcare. He said that offering 12 weeks of paid family leave will support Wisconsin families and workers.
And we're going to do it by investing more than $240 million in state funds to get that program started.
The governor's office says that the state funding would be temporary. Payroll taxes from both employers and employees would keep the program rolling after that. Wisconsinites could use the leave after the birth of a child to take care of a loved one or to accommodate military deployment. Republicans embraced the idea of paid family leave during last year's governor's race, but Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said it was, quote, doubtful Republicans would support Evers' plan. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Speaking to reporters after the governor's speech, Republicans who run the legislature said they would scrap Evers' budget entirely and build a new one of their own. The governor's budget would spend nearly $104 billion overall and increase state spending by almost $9 billion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the increase was more than the people of Wisconsin could support.
They do not want a 24% increase in the first year of the budget in state spending. They do not want massive tax increases and minor tax cuts.
The governor's budget would cut taxes by roughly $1.6 billion overall, but it would offset that with a nearly identical amount of revenue increases. Milwaukee's Rec Room Saloon was one of the city's first gay bars, but now that building could be demolished. The tavern was built in 1844 in Milwaukee's Third Ward neighborhood, but in the 70s and 80s, it was the epicenter of the LGBTQ nightlife scene in the city. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman wants the building to be saved. He said it was one of only a few gay bars in the community at the time.
And as a result, you had this culture growing and thriving, and this building is a very clear demonstration of that.
The building has been vacant since 2014 following a fire. The current owners want to demolish it to make way for a new development. The Milwaukee Historic Preservation Commission will ultimately decide its fate. If Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its labor shortage could get worse by the end of the decade. As Joe Schultz reports, there's no simple solution to address the issue.
The state lost 100,000 people under the age of 26 over the last decade. That's according to a report by Forward Analytics. Dave Egan-Robertson is with UW-Madison's Population Lab.
Once young people finish college, they're attracted to slightly larger metro areas.
Over the last decade, Dane County led the state in terms of population growth. County Executive Joe Parisi says the tech company Epic Systems was key to the county's growth.
Epic provides those high-quality tech jobs that young people are looking for.
Experts say attracting more young people requires a combination of promoting the IT jobs already here, recruiting industries young people want to work in, and embracing the state's growing diversity. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a Canadian energy firm says there's no, quote, credible scenario where a spill on a proposed reroute of its oil and gas pipeline would reach Lake Superior. Enbridge is proposing to build a new pipe segment that would run around the Bad River Tribe's reservation. The company retained a firm that examined more than 13,000 spill scenarios. The report states there's a 1 in 15 million chance of a significant rupture in any given year. It also finds crude oil would not reach the lake even without any emergency measures after 2 days. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says the findings highlight the need for a federal environmental impact statement.
That the considerations for life here are taken into account with true science, not oil company propaganda.
Project opponents point to spills on Enbridge pipelines in Michigan and Minnesota as reasons to doubt the firm's findings. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, you can find more news anytime at wpr.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.